The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
Do is have long-term solutions, so we're not stoking uncertainty, that we are encouraging investments in building the infrastructure of our country. Instead, we have this child's play.
Nancy Pelosi smashing everybody upside the head for doing nothing on transportation, but then cooler heads prevailed. Hey, everybody, Kate Delaney, America Tonight. Boy, we've got a ceasefire between Israel and the Palestinians, really Hamas. We have nothing as far as immigration reform is concerned, but thank goodness, also burning the midnight oil. The Senate voted for a House pass measure to augment the Federal Highway Trust Fund with, all you need to know, $10.8 billion from the General Treasury. So they're solvent through May. The Transportation Department set Friday as the date the fund wouldn't be able to provide the aid that is promised from incoming gasoline and diesel fuel taxes, which would affect all of us from Florida through the Midwest, the Southeast, the Southwest, because whatever is wrong with the infrastructure, it would have fallen apart even worse. So they approved a bill to prevent a 28% cut in federal highway and mass transit aid. Thank goodness. Because seriously, this is the height of summer construction. And don't I know it, as I live in a full-fledged construction zone, it would be craziness. The fights in the state would have to pick up the bill for it. They have to figure it all out. So anyway, a few things go into this, like leaking underground storage tanks. That's one thing. There would be a $1 billion from the trust fund established to pay for cleaning up the sites. Some of it was pulled from that, because actually that's been pretty brutal. Also, this by pinging and ponging back and forth, it also will extend custom user fees, because that raises $3.5 billion by extending for 1 year through 2024, meaning the whole thing through custom services. So cars, people that are coming in, goods, all that kind of stuff. But all of that gets passed into this funding for the transportation deal, and that is a big sigh of relief, because if there's anything that's going to affect me and you in our backyard, it would be what happens there. But while it's chaotic on the border, and I think this is a big blunder that they didn't fund this, at least they funded transportation, because the border bill is in limbo. It was a chaotic day in the House. There was a lot of attacking. What else is new? A war of words. Nothing new, except for the fact that we have exhausted Border Patrol agents. We have too many kids coming in from Central America. There's not enough judges to process it. It's a nightmare. The one job I would not want, Homeland Security, forget it. I would never want to be I would never want to be the head of that department. I wouldn't want that cabinet position. You couldn't pay me enough to be Jay Johnson, because he can't morph into 10 different people, and he was handed a bag of rocks anyway. There is nowhere to go with this unless they start to process these kids out. They have to send them back, and that's not happening. A little bit. Just a very small amount. So that's going to continue for the next 5 weeks plus, because then you have the midterm elections. So let me tell you about the good news at the top of this show. 72-hour ceasefire between Israel and Hamas. They agreed to it they're calling it a humanitarian ceasefire. This one may hold up. They're in it right now. It started as of Friday morning. And thank goodness. Why? Because they got dead bodies, frankly, and some of them young kids that are laying in the street. So this was part of what had to happen here. What ultimately led to this, you can read between the lines, but Secretary of State John Kerry said that it's not a time to congratulate, you know, or anything else except for to be determined, and we got to figure out what the road ahead is. It's just a respite. It's just a moment of opportunity, not an end. There's the first thing I agree with that he said in this whole thing. It's definitely not an end. So the U.S. and the U.N. got the assurances that they had agreed to this unconditional ceasefire. Now, they've had four other ceasefires in this 24-day war, and each time it was violated, because this is critical. I mean, if you're going to give people a break from the violence, frankly, and they're going to be able to get to where they need to get to, and you can actually have them bury their dead, and they can restock food and all that stuff and work on the water, that's what you have to have. You have to have a break in this. So the Palestinian delegation will include members of Hamas, Israel, of course, as well. But what's very strange is the United States and Israel consider Hamas to be a terrorist organization, and they can't be negotiated with directly. So here's the problem in trying to work something out. If the Israelis and the Palestinians meet face-to-face, the Hamas members can't participate in the talks. The Egyptians are going to be the go-between for all of this, and they're trying to coordinate it. But Hamas can't be part of it. And they are pushing to be part of it, but that can't happen. So at least for now, 72 hours, does it go beyond that? Who knows? Coming up on this show, Shelley Kice is going to join us. She's running for Congress in Arizona, but what's significant is what she found out about the numbers related to the crisis along our border. How much did we have already earmarked to handle this? And was there something that we were missing here as far as planning for this? Was there really some sort of a plan in place? Because financially, it shows that there was money that was already earmarked, money that was already floating out there. And you say to yourself, well, wait a second, weren't we just asking for emergency funding? Isn't this a dire situation if we don't get enough money to get the judges and to get the Border Patrol agents, more Border Patrol agents out there? We don't have a place to put the amount of kids that are coming over. Isn't this the big crisis, essentially? So where did the numbers come from, and what do they mean? She's going to talk about that, and you're going to be really shocked by some of the things I think that she has uncovered. And, of course, the information is out there for anyone to dig up. But most people don't know the first way to go and dig that out. What's the first step in digging that information out? So anyway, Shelley coming up, Shelley Kice, next on America Tonight. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Quantitative easing, unemployment at depression levels, Europe financial system falling apart, China getting out of U.S. treasuries. At the end of 2008, the time of TARP, the national debt was at $11 trillion, gold trading around $850 per ounce. Close to 2012, the national debt exceeded $16.4 trillion, gold doubled to $1,600 per ounce. The $20 trillion threshold for the national debt is inevitable. Politicians in Washington have a ferocious appetite for spending and stimulus. What's worse, a printing press to finance. 100 years ago, we had a gold standard to limit this madness, but now you have to adopt your own gold standard. Don't be fooled with paper promises. Get Midas Resources 10 Reasons to Buy Gold free by calling 800-686-2237. Understanding the gold and silver market may be the only insurance you could have to avoiding the next economic crisis. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
I didn't believe it. Neither did I. No way could you professionally remove unwanted hair, pain-free, and at home.
My thoughts exactly.
Remove my face and body hair without expensive, painful office visits?
Not possible. Great minds think alike.
Until I tried No-No Pro.
Mm-hmm. Wait, you tried No-No?
Yes, and it works. I use it on my face, legs, bikini line.
We're BFFs, and you didn't tell me about No-No?
Here, this is my new No-No Pro. The most powerful No-No made. Custom treatment levels, less hair in less time, perfect for any skin type. Try it.
No hair, no pain, no time consuming expensive office visits?
No, no, and no, no.
For a limited time, you can try No-No Pro risk-free. You'll also get the facial kit and a travel case. Get weeks of long-lasting results.
That's it. I'm getting a No-No.
Great minds do think alike.
Try No-No Pro risk-free by calling 800-952-5760. 800-952-5760. That's 800-952-5760. 800-952-5760.
So we've been talking about this situation here on America Tonight, obviously, for a long time at the border now, especially with the influx of these kids from Central America, specifically that. Shelly Kais is joining us now, and I'll tell you what, the reason we're having Shelly on the show, she's in our virtual green room right now, is because she's uncovered something I think that is so incredibly dramatic. She says the influx of the kids at the southern border was actually planned. She uncovered close to $2 billion in a 2015 federal budget to cover the cost of this surge at the border. Shelly, thanks for coming on ATN. We know you're swamped. We appreciate the time.
Well, thank you very much, and thanks for keeping this alive so that we don't let this fall through the cracks as it had in the past.
Yeah. So tell us more about, flush this out for us. Tell us how you uncovered this money, what you found.
Well, I'm a federal financial analyst. I own my own business, and so I help people put together budgets. I understand appropriations law. I understand how the business goes in budgeting. And so when I saw the surge, because I live in Tucson, so when I saw the surge of the folks coming down, coming across the border, I thought, wait a minute, how can we sustain this? So I knew that the Office of Refugee Resettlement was, in fact, the organization that would handle people coming in from these, particularly these three countries, Guatemala, El Salvador, and Honduras. And so I went and looked at the Office of Refugee Resettlement, and this is the number I want you to remember, from 2011 to what we projected for 2015. There's a 1,200% increase in funding. In prior years, from about 2001 till about 2011, we had about 7,000 people coming across our border. We're now saying that since October, we've had, from these three countries, we've had 61,000 people come across our border. This is a huge issue. Now, it didn't just happen. People planned for it in the federal agencies. The president knew about it, and Congress passed the budget. So does that help outline what I think's going on here?
Absolutely. You know, if you look at it that way, especially as you're saying a 1,200% increase, I mean, when you figured that out, that is staggering.
And Kate, I want to tell you, I went over the numbers over and over again, and I have actually been published, and editors have asked me for sources. So we can go back. This is all repeatable. Anybody can go back and look at this. And when you think that this Office of Refugee Resettlement, you know, they're now responsible for all these kids, and the Senate has told the president that they will give him $1.94 billion for 2015. That's a lot of money.
That's a lot of money.
And so state governors now are standing up and saying, wait a minute. You need to tell us when these kids are coming into our states, because there's unintended economic consequences. For example, when these kids go to school, the states are paying for them. So we have lots and lots of issues that we really need to address here.
Yeah, and here's the key thing. We'll say this, too. Is this what also prompted you to decide to run for Congress?
No, it's not. It's not what what prompted me to run for Congress is the fact that I understand what's going on. We need a watchdog in Congress right now. You know, we've got a $17.8 trillion debt. And in addition to that, there's another number that I always like to keep on the forefront for everybody, and that is that we have unfunded liabilities, promises that we've made to people, and that is $121 trillion. Somebody needs to learn how to say no.
Hey, boy, isn't that the truth? And we certainly say that all the time. We hit that hard. So for these, is this just a charade? Obviously, people knew, if you look at that number and you look at where we've been in the past and you look at the budget, there had to be prior knowledge. I agree with you.
I believe that there was prior knowledge because I'm looking at the budgeted numbers. Now, there may have been adjustments made to the budget, and that is one of the things that I found. In 2012, the Office of Refugee Resettlement actually asked for $168 million, and that number got bumped up to $267 million. So, you know, when you raise a number that large, you're anticipating something.
Yeah.
Then the other point that I want to make is, remember what happened in 2012? We had the DECA, Deferred Action for Childhood Child Arrivals.
Yeah.
And so after 2012, we kind of sent out a message that said, hey, come on up.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. For sure we did. Yeah. And you just have to ask yourself, why wouldn't Congress throw out the question, why are you requesting so much more money than you did in the past?
Well, I don't know that they didn't. But I do know that it wasn't visible for lots of us.
Yeah.
So, and by the way, this Office of Refugee Resettlement is in the Department of Health and Human Services. You know, they're the ones that just rolled out the Obamacare website that cost $840 million and about $150 million of cost overrun. So we've got problems financially.
Yeah.
The Department of Health and Human Services has more improper payments than any other federal agency.
Yeah, no question. So you're a numbers person. That's your background. And certainly this would be a chunk of what you would talk about, I would imagine, as you're running. But what else are you telling the people in Arizona? Because in Arizona, I've had some friends that actually left the state, loved it, but couldn't stand to see what was happening, just really being overrun with a serious problem. And then you saw when the kids came over where they just walked away from the buses, and some of them were completely lost and had no idea what was going on. That was so, so shocking. So you're there on the ground. How bad is it?
It is as bad as you say. And it's as bad as you see on TV. our border has not been secure for a long time. And I've been down on the border with ranchers whose property backs up right to the border. And I've also been down on the border with the sheriff of Cochise County. So I've seen firsthand what's going on down there. I've seen the cut fences. I've seen where we're driving through with trucks of drugs. They talk about people coming across the border. I mean, this is a really serious issue. But, you know, we need to understand, Americans are compassionate people.
Yeah.
We're a generous people.
Yeah.
And I don't want to talk like some, you know, number nerd here that is, you know, just throwing numbers about and saying, you know, we got to cut budgets. We've got to do this. We just need to take surgical precision to our budget. And we need to set our compass as to where America's going, because we cannot afford to sustain an open border the way we're going right now.
Yeah. For the ranchers, what's the frustration like for them as you talk about having those conversations with them?
Well, they're frustrated. First off, this sounds a little unusual, but remember, when you cut the fences to drive through with a truckload of people or a truckload of drugs, what's happening with the ranchers is their cattle are leaving. So when the fences are cut in the middle of the night and the rancher doesn't know it, the cattle walks out. The guys that are down on the border, sometimes their cattle walk over into Mexico.
Wow.
You know, it's for them, it's an economic issue for these are businessmen. These are the ranchers. And so we have an economic issue. But another issue that the ranchers have spoken with me about is the fact that this is an issue of national security. If these kids can walk across our border, what else can walk across our border?
Yeah, who else is coming across? All right, I'd be remiss not to ask you this. What's it like running for Congress, throwing your hat in the ring for the first time?
Yeah, you know what? I've never been in politics before. I've never run for a political office before, so this is all kind of new to me. And I'm in a very contentious race in southern Arizona in a primary, and we're really fighting hard down here. For me, it comes down to bringing awareness of the issues to the people of Congressional District 2 in Arizona and to the nation. So
yeah,
I'm going to fight for Southern Arizona, and I'm going to fight for the people of America, because this is not a border state issue. This is a country issue.
Shelley Kice, congratulations on deciding to jump in, and good luck in the race.
Thank you so much, and thanks for having me on today to share not just our issue from Arizona, but an issue that everyone in our country needs to be aware of.
Thanks, Shelley.
Thank you, Kate. Bye-bye.
Moms of America, stand up and stop taking abuse from your kids.
I pledge never to let my kid disrespect me ever again.
I pledge to stop letting my daughter walk all over me.
I pledge to stop living in fear of my son's anger.
I pledge never to feel like a bad parent ever again. Because I'm not.
I pledge to stop letting my child's behavior control my home.
I pledge to be a mom with kids who listen. A total transformation mom.
I'm Janet Lehman, co-creator of the Total Transformation Program. We created the Total Transformation to help parents with difficult child behavior. Now I'm giving it away free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free.
Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795. Call now. Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795.
We are the premier independent talk radio network, the Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the fields is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
Expectations for this show, blowing out the mailbag, pegging in the red, talking about all kinds of different things. So on that note, let's head to the mail room and check those emails.
You have mail, mistress.
Thank you. This one from Val, who says, Kate, I'll tell you what, I am so tired, as so many of the other listeners have said, of what's happening at the southern border. I think it's inhumane to toss the kids back, but at the same time, I think it's crippling the amount of money that's being spent on the situation that shouldn't have happened in the first place. Why is it the middle class always gets stuck footing the bill, not the morons who come up with policies that are never enforced? All right, that's pretty pointed. So Congress has, you know, I was thinking this the other day. It's interesting because she brings up a good point. The when you look at the people in Congress, is there anyone in Congress? I mean, seriously, is there somebody in Congress that you look to that you think, okay, that person could be elevated, that person could be the next Speaker of the House, that person could be the next Majority Leader, that person could be in line for president. And I was having this conversation with my aunt, and boy, you know, she said, I can't think of anyone. So, and you may like a few people, but is there anyone that really just stands out as outstanding to you? Because have we just soured across the board on anybody who represents us? That's an interesting thing. Let's move to this one. This is from Justin Kay, who says, hi, Kate Delaney. This Ebola thing, I think, is very disconcerting because, you know, often we hear from the CDC, geez, don't worry, it's not going to come here. But then we have two Americans who are now being airlifted and are making their way back to the United States. And we know that this virus is incredibly contagious. So I don't think it's fear-mongering. I don't think it's ridiculous to be concerned about it. I think we should be concerned about it. It's too bad about the people who got it. But can you imagine if this actually spread to the United States? Try to put a lid on that. Try to clamp down on that. I mean, what is the risk of catching Ebola on a plane, after all? What is the risk of that? The risk of it is, it's like the dominoes will fall. Of course there is. We just have been talking about that throughout this entire year since I went to the virology deal in Grenada. There's no question with the way air travel is, there's a huge risk of catching any of those viruses when you're on a plane. I mean, this is the world that we live in. It would trigger mass hysteria. It would trigger an incredible health chaotic crisis in the United States. Are you kidding? Because the virus spreads through direct contact with blood secretions or body fluids or any of that. And boy, 90% death rate. So you get on a flight, you fly from West Africa, you fly to someplace else in the world, and boom, there's the spread. That's how it spreads. It was like the guy we talked about, this Patrick Sawyer, who was a Liberian government official. He had Ebola symptoms. He collapsed after getting off his flight in Nigeria. He was taking care of his sister in Liberia. He didn't know that she had it. And, you know, health workers zeroed in on 59 people who came in contact with him, including 15 in the airport, the airport staff, 44 from the hospital. He traveled by plane, went to 4 different places. So, yeah, the virus spreading through air travel, absolutely. So the World Health Organization doesn't recommend travel or trade restrictions on Guinea, Liberia, or Sierra Leone. And the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention are issuing warnings to avoid non-essential travel to 3 West African countries because the outbreak would just absolutely be a disaster. And it is the flight thing. It would have to be, that's the way that this virus would spread. I mean, that's why it's so deadly in West Africa. All right, let's move to this one. Dan the Man says, hello, Kate. How about that? Woohoo! Humanitarian ceasefire. I have relatives in Israel, and I have to say, for the first time in a long time, it's kind of scary to me to watch this whole thing unfold. Hamas is nothing more than another version of Al-Qaeda, which you and I both know. It is sad, sick, and wrong what's happening to the Palestinian people, but it's also very scary what's happening in Israel as well. Thank goodness for Benjamin Netanyahu. Even if some people think he's a bully that is completely necessary to protect the lives of his people. Yes, yeah, so it is a 72-hour deal. It's already started. And pretty much the UN was trying to flex its muscle as much as they could because you have so many dead people, they want to bury the dead, they want to clean up the streets, they want to work on the water supply. All of that is incredibly significant, and that's what the reason that that was agreed upon. But the Israelis are saying they were going to blow up all the tunnels, the Hamas tunnels, during this time, whether there's a ceasefire or not. So does that trigger more problems? I mean, who knows? For now, they're into the truce. Nothing has happened at this point. And can they come up with something more substantial? I think there's going to be more problems. And Hamas wants to end Israel's blockade on Gaza, so because they can't move goods and people, and they want the release of the prisoners that the Israelis have. So there's key issues that I don't know that they're you know, it's like a contract. Each side has to give something. I don't know that there's going to be enough given from Israel and vice versa. I mean, the animosity level is incredible. They've gone to war three times in the past 6 years. It's run so deep. And Hamas is a terrorist organization. And we just listened. We're back in Israel all the way. We just gave them money. We just gave them weapons. So there's no doubt about that. And Israel has been protected from a lot of the Hamas rockets by the Iron Dome defense system they have. But some have still hit populated areas. A rocket hit a neighborhood Thursday in Gat, about 20 miles from Gaza, seriously injuring a man and setting a car on fire. Boy, that's so scary, isn't it? So we'll watch through the weekend how this holds up and if it holds up. Hopefully it does. Because for goodness sake, they should be allowed to bury the people. I mean, you know, it's the same thing. Maniacs. Maniacs that are trying to poke holes in something else. Here's one from Harry who says, Kate, whatever happened to joke night? I think you need to open that back up. I wish I had a great joke for you, but mine are just so cheesy. I fear you would laugh deep into the night if I told you one of them. If you do a joke a day, I promise that I'll call in. Yeah, my jokes are so weak. I'm not a great joke teller. There's different kinds of jokes. There's ones where you're beating up on yourself, and it's self-depreciating humor. And then there's the liners, where there's the punchline. Da-da-da, boom, punchline. I think it's tough. You have to have a gift for being able to deliver those well. But, yeah, we are bringing back the joke night. It's not joke night. I do a joke at the tail end of the hour on Monday. So, yeah, absolutely, look for that this upcoming week. And quickly, one more. This from Jake the Snake. Love these nicknames. And Jake says, Kate, do you think this ceasefire will hold up, or is it much of the same and somebody's bound to fire first and change the situation? Well, it'd be great if it doesn't happen, because Netanyahu has agreed to it. Hamas agreed to it. So if it holds, they can do what has to be done for the people who have been killed in the last couple of days. But what happens afterwards is so significant. So, okay, so this is, boom, you got this going on. It started at 8 in the morning. The forces in the ground are going to be able to stay in place. There's no reports of fighting after the truce came into effect. 1,500 deaths. Weeks of fighting. Are we really going to see peace in Gaza with Israel? Or is this just a temporary thing? Hey, I'd take temporary, though. I'd take temporary right now. Remember, you can always send me your thoughts, americatonight.net.
Question: could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer: yes. If you are searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terriganics. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Do you ever feel like you live in an alternate universe? As the stock market hits new highs, the middle class are dying. Manipulated financial markets and economic figures, chaos on our border, China and Russia bypassing the dollar. Life is getting ready to change. You need to prepare to thrive in the new economy. Go to babyboomerbackupplan.com or call 888-507-8789. That's 888-507-8789.
I made the biggest mistake of my life. Me. She can do no wrong. She's an angel. And, you know, but we're in counseling. We've taken the necessary steps to move forward. But the time's right. Me and my wife, we want to go out there and help people, anybody, you know, violence of any kind, especially man on woman, is just not right, you know. It's not right, shouldn't be tolerated. It's not right for society, no matter what.
Now what? That's Ravens running back Ray Rice, who apologized for inexcusable actions, making those last couple of laps here on This Hour of America tonight. He's the Baltimore Ravens running back, and he publicly apologized to his wife at a press conference in Maryland. The Ray Rice story has absolutely just exploded, and it's raised the domestic violence awareness to a different level, I think. He was caught on video dragging his unconscious fiance, now his wife, Janae Palmer, out of an Atlantic City elevator after punching her, allegedly, and he said he made the biggest mistake of his life, and you heard some of that there, saying it was inexcusable, and that he wakes up, says he wakes up every day and he's got a daughter who's 2 years old, and he says she's smart and one day she's going to know the power of Google, and having me to explain to her what happened that night. And he admitted, and you heard him say that they were in counseling, and you heard him admit that they would be advocates, or he's saying that they're getting counseling and saying they'd be advocates for speaking out against domestic violence and violence against women. So interesting. He pled not guilty to third degree assault, but he avoided a trial after he was accepted into a pretrial intervention program. So he didn't serve any jail time. He's not going to be prosecuted. After a year, his record will be cleared of the assault charge. And some people feel like the commissioner in the NFL didn't come down hard enough on Ray Rice with just a couple of games suspension for what happened there. And it is really a question of what the NFL does. And sometimes Roger Goodell seems as though he's headed in the right direction and he's heavy-handed. And then other times he just, to me, is too soft on the people playing the game that he's trying to hold to their moral standards, to the contract that they've signed, that kind of thing. So I wonder, does he become the poster boy, Ray Rice, now of domestic violence? I'll tell you, here's a sport where have we really moved on from this? Have we moved on from what happened here? Or no, does this push Ray Rice out of that spotlight? Or does this, if anything, end up, maybe it's good. Maybe the good in the sense of the discussion is good. So Friday, Commissioner Roger Goodell's opportunity with the press at the Pro Football Hall of Fame. The NFL and some of the players have made some tremendous inroads into domestic violence prevention over the last few years, but that's kind of been forgotten. Goodell has to have some kind of a plan, adding to the considerable resources and energy to this issue, which is huge. I mean, going to the movies, they've got now these public service announcements featuring male movie stars where they're talking about no means no and domestic abuse, and it's kind of a who's who that they run before the movie starts, and I think that's pretty interesting. But this is, I mean, obviously it's the biggest mistake Ray Rice could have made, and so now that's, of course, why was he apologizing, and he wants to be able to try to put that behind him, but pretty tough to clear the deck after the video. I mean, the video is haunting when you look at it, frankly. It's absolutely unbelievable. So will the fans forgive him? I think they will. I mean, once you come out, and you, no matter what, if it seems authentic, the mea culpa, you can move on from it. But is anything learned from this situation? And does it mean somebody else will pay the price for something they're doing or be stopped before it gets out of control? It wouldn't be America Tonight if, when we're talking about the buzz in the backyard, we're not talking about the fact that you have the Senate killing the immigration bill, signing what they had to sign for the VA, thank goodness. That all is getting rectified. The president just has to sign it, and then that becomes a law. And I think that was a layup. Who's going to vote against that? I can't imagine. I haven't met anyone or talked to anyone who feels that way. We have the 3-day ceasefire in Gaza. And then we have this tropical storm that is forming in the Atlantic. And boy, it is some tropical storm. Tropical storm Bertha. It's got winds that are just at that baby point where they're building up 45 miles an hour. It's moving 20 miles an hour. when or if and how kind of much winds is it going to pack with it? Who knows? It's 270-some miles east-southeast of Barbados. The maximum winds at this point, 45 miles an hour. 45 miles an hour. So there's a big difference to 45 or bending the trees back. And thank God it's not bending the trees back, but how long until that's what happens? You know, is it going to be full-blown or is it just going to blow over? Let's hope it's the latter, that it just blows over. Somebody said to me today, the only thing you're in danger of is an umbrella, your umbrella perhaps blowing away. Yeah, I've lived through 45-mile-an-hour winds. 110, 100-something, yeah, that's a whole different ballgame. I can't say that I've been able to weather something like that. But Bertha is the name. And speaking of birth, from birth to life, do we all know how precious life is? Never are you more tested when some unforeseen crisis happens, when you've convinced yourself that you're okay. And this Ebola thing is so scary. Because you have two Americans who are surviving, but they're in stable condition. Because you have two Americans infected with Ebola, which is amazing that they got the blood that they needed, and at least they're stable. Because this Ebola is such a killer. 90% fatal. 90% for 90% of the people who come in contact with it. And they have to be isolated. Has to be isolated. One of the two Americans that, anyway, that have been infected are going to be taken to a hospital in Atlanta. Whew. Awful. And the two Americans that got Ebola were both charity workers. Stable but grave condition. Grave condition is the key. Because it's very easy for someone to die from Ebola. Are you worried about Ebola? I'm curious about that. Send me an email at americatonight.net. americatonight.net. Do you buy some of what you're reading? Do you think that we should fear? Do you think that we should fear Ebola? Could we brush up against it? Well, the answer of could is we could brush up against it, but will we? Will we brush up against Ebola? And so far, so good. Keep your fingers crossed. But boy, someone gets on a plane, the wrong thing happens, and it would wipe us out.
Springtime is saved big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know spring is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for spring specials, including our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia and Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite Intestinal Freedom and Warwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for spring at herbalhealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to herbalhealer.com and click on Spring Specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy.